this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger. That is Christian.
You ever wonder what happened to Jason Statham? You don't see him in movies anymore.
And we're your hosts with the Post. You know, I don't know if I've ever seen a Jason Statham movie. Now that I really think about it.
He's at the Transporter. He was in Crank. Crank, great movie. Nope. Great movie series. He was in a couple of the Fast and Furiouses. He was in the Expendables. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's been anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those. I haven't seen any of the Fast and Furiouses. Expendables. Expendables looked a little... I remember when the trailer for that one came out the first time. Like, what, 2008 or something like that?
Something like that, sure.
And that was back when, like... That was in the middle of, like, the Epic Bacon Chuck Norris era of the internet. So people were like, oh my god, this is so freaking cool. It's like... It's an action movie where everyone's aware it's an action movie and they're all action stars.
And everybody's in on the joke. Cool.
Yeah. Apparently there's Expendables 4 coming this year. So looking forward to that. There's Sylvester Stallone is not involved with the creation of that film. So hope no one's upset about that. Starring Jason Statham, 50 Cent, Megan Fox, Dolph Lundgren.
Boy, a real who's who of celebrity power there.
Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia, I've not seen in a long time.
Now that's a name.
I remember thinking he was like a huge star for quite a while, right? Then he just said no more?
Or I
haven't seen him or anything.
It seems like he's been in stuff, but I just don't think you've seen it.
Probably. I don't see much stuff.
No, you don't.
He was the mayor in the female Ghostbusters.
Oh, the Paul Feig Ghostbusters. Sure, that was funny. And actually there was a good line in that about like nobody wants to be the mayor from Jaws. That was actually probably one of the funnier lines in that movie.
Guess I had to be there. Anyway, what's going on in your world, Christian?
So, at the time of releasing this, my parents will have been visiting me for over a week now. We decided jointly. When you're traveling with a child and flying and then renting a car and driving, it gets expensive. And I have a job. I have a career. I have this stuff I have to do. So traveling for me is kind of a headache. My parents have been retired for many years. So I said, why don't you come and stay with me? Which always sounds like a good idea. You know, you think like, okay, you get the family together for a little bit. And then you realize about 2 hours into it that like, holy shit, this was a huge mistake. So yeah, by the time this episode releases, I will be dead by my own hand, undoubtedly. So yeah, just don't know what I'm thinking with this one, but we'll see how it goes. Hopefully everything's good. What's the deal with parents where they for a while you don't like them when you're growing up, and then there's kind of a time when you're okay with them, and then it kind of flips a switch where you reach an age and you just realize they're like the dumbest people you've ever met in your life. You ever notice that? Is that just me?
I don't remember liking them at any point, but I know generally what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know. It's parents. You know, one day it'll be us somehow with our kids.
Oh yeah, they'll absolutely want nothing to do with us for sure. Multiple reasons,
or at least just understand how stupid we are. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the views I have now are repugnant. Imagine in 25 years. Oh Lord, I'm going to be a pariah. So looking forward to ruining some Thanksgivings and couple decades. It's gonna be a lot of fun whipping out those opinions about God knows what.
being the one that comes in, eats in the separate room, and then leaves. Yeah, that's, I could see it. I could see it.
I used to do that when I was a kid. Might as well bring it back when I'm older.
Here comes Grandpa with his Nintendo Switch. Great.
Oh, boy. It's, yeah. A lot of kids raised on, like, the Switch and iPhones are going to be doing that as parents themselves.
And not too long from now.
Yeah, we're just around the corner. Looking forward to it.
What's that? What comes after Zoomers? What's after that? What's,
I believe it's Alphas.
Yeah, I bet they freaking Chads more like it.
The Chad generation? Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see because there's more pushback against all modern stuff than there was probably, what, 20 years ago or whatever, 15, I guess. Yeah. But then there's also more people who are 100% of their life has just been in an algorithm.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so they think that everything that they have experienced has been through the lens of somebody performing for the internet. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's going to be cool to see how those folks handle the world.
Yeah, you got the, you really do. You have the people that are like raised by the internet, and then you have like the return to greatness guys who like post like about like ancient Greece and like how they had the right idea. And it's just like, oh, two sides of the same coin of mental illness.
So I've noticed those guys really love drinking raw milk.
That's a whole thing. That's like there's the whole like raw milk and what else is it? Oh, no seed, no nut, no seed oils.
Sure.
What is it?
And it's like, it's just clearly such a, like, they're just so obsessed with these random things and they make it their whole personality. And it's like, can you just have a normal fucking interaction with fucking anything? Does it have to, do you have to make it your personality that you're into raw eggs or something like that? Can't you just enjoy those things? Could you just not be the anti-seed oil guy? Like, that's your, that's what you decide to talk about, or seed oils online?
Yeah, God, I'm coming out as a seed oil guy, and everybody's like, oh, brother. This again? All right.
Ah, man. But I mean, yeah. Somehow that's like right wing now, is to just be what I thought 10 years ago would have been like a stereotypical hippie bullshit guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And now they're extremely masculine right wing fellas. Really weird. Who the hell knows what, like, in 15 years those guys are gonna be like,
yeah, you gotta
return
to
tradition, be non-binary. Like, they're gonna be all purple haired, gender queer guys with like huge muscles. It's gonna be pretty hilarious. It's gonna be fun. I can see you going that way, actually. Right,
okay, good, cool.
You already all got right, piercing going, you got stuff. It's halfway there.
I do have stuff going. It's true. I don't know what's going on. I've lost control of my own decisions in life. It's fine. Gonna buy a convertible next. Great. Hey, let's
raw,
get this.
Raw egg nationalist. That's the guy. That's the name of a guy. He's got a
it sounds like a Tim and Eric character. Good Lord.
It's like his whole identity. He's written books as raw egg nationalist. That's a very funny kind of guy. Just not, I refuse, like, totally anti-pasteurization, inexplicably, and like deeply racist at the same time. Hell of a fella.
Fully
love it. Okay, why don't we read some damn posts?
Wonderful. I stumbled upon a very interesting post over on the subreddit rself, which is kind of like a self-help / I don't know, just vent Reddit of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It could be just about anything.
Yeah, kind of. Just anything about yourself, really. So a gentleman posted this. Usually you wipe your butt after pooping and you see poop on the toilet paper. So you wipe again, check, wipe again, check. And a few times of this, and then you see no poop on the paper. But for a long time, I didn't understand that. I didn't get that far when it came to I ever wiped and I saw no poop. I thought, there's no way you can wipe your butt clean. I keep seeing poop with every wipe. You got to shower to get it clean again. And so for something like 16 years, I thought this, and all I would do after pooping is just wipe a couple of times without looking and just pull my pants up and carry on. I remember times where it was basically like poop caked between my butt cheeks, just dried poop that was flattened between my cheeks. And I got memories of being in the shower and pulling this dried poop out and ripping out butt hairs at the same time. Early preteen life, I must have been just going around with my shit ass every day. I don't have any standout memories of it, though, but I do clearly remember a few pairs of underwear I had to hide because they had not mere skid marks in them, but like an actual road laid out with poop. Later on, I became a bit more aware and conscious of myself and what to do, and I'd shower in the mornings at night, so I'd never be going to bed with poop butt. And a lot of the time I'd be showering, I'd be washing pretty big bits of poop from my butt. I remember on occasion having to stomp it into the shower drain. It wasn't like a full giant poop, but like half a golf ball maybe. And I don't know how drains work, but I remember being worried at one point because it looked like you could see the poop down the drain, like there was water in there and it was floating. I only have one memory of someone calling me out for smelling like shit. I stayed at a friend's house about 14 years old. I was on the top bunk, so my bed was at his head slash nose level when he got up. I got out of bed, blankets pulled back, and he goes laughing, baffled. That bed smells like shit. I think he's just joking with me, and I just told him he smelled like shit. But looking back now, absolutely, that bed had to have smelled like shit, and so much around me must have had smelled as well. I have no memory or revelation or anything, like where I just realized that I can wipe my ass clean with little effort, but at some point around 17 years old or so, I got it together.
Yeah. Don't know how drains work. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Doesn't know how a lot of things work, would be my guess. So if there's just shit on my ass, you're telling me it's not clean and it's going to smell bad, huh?
Washing out golf ball sized bits of shit in the shower.
Yeah, that's no longer like, okay, look, let's be honest. A little bit of a smear here and there. Okay, I get it. You can't, sometimes you can't see what's going on back there. You can't get all of it, but just straight up huge turds that are just floating around.
Just freaking giving your ass a once over and then standing up and letting the shit dry between your ass cheeks. So. Something. It's something.
Just why? Why? And why are you posting this? This long ass thing about how much you are a disgusting pig. Got their act together, though.
After 17 years. Yeah. When's a kid learn to wipe their ass? Five?
Yeah. Yeah, four at the absolute latest, I believe. It's when 4 and 5 for sure. It's like kids got to know how to wipe their ass. It's one of the earliest things you teach a kid of normal behavior. Great. Speaking of kids, I found this in one of them mom groups over there on Facebook. What would be a suitable punishment for a 13-year-old boy who brought a pack of the cheap, horrible ramen noodles into your house from a friend's house and prepared it in the middle of the night? I work very hard to buy good, healthy foods that he likes and still complains incessantly that I am horrible for only buying healthy food, and this is about as bad as it gets. He knows how I feel about it. In addition, he spent the previous night at a friend's house and drank Coke Zero all night and Popeye's chicken. I knew he did that, but I feel the ramen is just laughing in my face. I found remnants of noodles in the sink and then dug through the trash to find this bag. I'm serious. I'm so mad and so hurt. I need ideas on how to educate him, since clearly he knows nothing, everything at age 13. I hate sleepovers, but I also don't want to destroy his friendships. But they will be on hold for a while.
Good Lord.
To prove her point, she included a picture of the nutrition label for the top ramen bag, which she believed was enough evidence as to why she must punish this boy for eating ramen. Coke Zero, ramen, and Popeyes. I would be totally fine with that as my diet.
You know,
that sounds awesome.
This is one of those kids that like is their life is going to be so structured that when they are going to go like completely off the rails when they turn like 18, right? Like hey, why'd you start beheading people? It's like, well, my mom wouldn't let me eat ramen at sleepovers.
Yeah. If they're having the kind of life where they're like have to sneak eating ramen, then that's going to completely go down a very dark path. And especially if you're like, yeah, you can't hang out with your friends anymore because I caught you eating ramen. or it's just going to be someone who has like such an insane eating disorder that he's either going to be like, die 90 pounds or he's gonna balloon to 600 pounds at some point.
There's no in between.
Yeah, it just can't. This kid's fucked. So
yeah, I mean,
enjoy your Popeyes, buddy.
Yeah, I mean,
don't get me wrong, you could be the opposite kind of mom who's like just doesn't care that your kid eats dog shit all day, but you can't be this. That'd be somewhere in between.
Could be a lot worse, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of kids that are going to have weird relationship with their parents, a woman went to court to ask, my husband told me he is cheating on me with my daughter, his stepdaughter, who is 18. Is there anything I can do to get him back in love with me? Don't like seeing that in general.
Nope.
For sure. But a lady named Mrs. Tabitha answered, you do realize that he isn't the bad person in this scenario. Your daughter is the bad person here. In reality, it could come back to you as her mother. She's been watching you and your actions / morals for 18 years, and she's probably seen you do a lot of things that most of us would consider bad examples. So she's a teenager, and she hears you in the next room getting your uterus pushed back, and with the example you've set for her, decides her uterus could take some of that. So if you want him to love you again, the daughter has to disappear from your life and his forever. You've raised a moralist slut, and for your marriage to survive, she has to go.
Miss Tabitha is an interesting gal.
Oh, you're looking at her? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She's a sugar baby on a path to independent wealth. She says she is 57 months with her first sugar daddy, which is weird time frame to use. She posted a picture of her ass on Quora, which I didn't know you could even do.
Oh, she's posted a picture of her fucking pussy on Quora. So,
oh my gosh. But yeah, her ass has a huge red marks on it. My education marks, they're ugly, but I treasure them and am thankful for them. I am truly a better person because of them. She says she's a retired housewife at billionaire husband. Which is one of the funniest job descriptions I've seen. This is a very interesting gal.
Yeah, that's
got a lot of followers on here, which I don't know you can have.
People seem to enjoy what she has to post, and she answers a lot of stuff.
Was your virginity lost to a family member? Did you lose your virginity to your dad's friend?
Oh boy.
How does a police officer handcuff a one-armed man? Well, okay. That's okay. Pretty good. All right.
You know what?
You know what?
You got me there.
Depravity. That's a good question to ask. I don't really know. All right, Miss Tabitha. We'll probably see you again on this podcast somewhere down the road.
Bookmarking that one.
I found this on a subreddit, R Off My Chest, posted by a 24-year-old woman. My mom has always been open about her sexual life, and I never found it weird as long as she didn't get into details. Like, she would tell me about her dates, if they were bad in bed, without getting in details, and all that, like we were best friends. Ever since my dad passed away, I supported her to get another partner or flirt, but when lockdown started happening and OnlyFans started to strike to the roof, she got curious and started her account to post mildly MILF content. I was still okay with it. Yeah, it is kind of a weird to know your mom is basically a low-level version of a porn star, but it was her life, and as long as she's happy, I didn't care because I do know some girls who has OnlyFans, and they are no different to me than my other friends. She is not a boomer. She knows almost every social media, so she didn't get tricked to become an OnlyFans model either.
Mm-hmm.
Over the year, her OnlyFans, quote, career became way more center of her life than ever. Like, she would joke about it on her Facebook page without actually mentioning it. And there's many people on her friends list that know she has OnlyFans because she announced last year, then deleted the post. Now, fast forward to this last week. I was visiting her for dinner with my girlfriend, but my girlfriend had to cut short and go for a work call. We were sitting at the table eating, and she randomly asked, "Have you noticed how many men are into incest?" I laughed and said, "Yeah, I guess it's a taboo thing." And then she said, "I mentioned about you on my OnlyFans, and ever since then, my DMs are being spammed by how many men wants to see us side-by-side naked. We could make a huge buck if we did Valentine's Day special photo shoot." I straight up told her, "I am not comfortable with this topic while eating," and that was the end of it. She didn't bring the topic back again, but it was so weird. Is this normal, and I'm just slut-shaming? Like, I get there's a demand for it, and maybe some people does it, but how can you ask that straight away? Oh, brother.
Is it normal to take nude photos with my mother? Am I the bad guy here?
Am I a weirdo for not wanting to post nude next to my mom while dudes jerk off thinking about us fucking? That makes me weird, right?
I'm weird, like bad, yeah. For
slut shaming that.
This is such a soy guy. You know, you talk about those guys, and really. Oh man, feel bad for this kid. There's going to be some major issues down the line for sure. With him and his mom, and his mom herself, and whatever. So,
unfortunately. I don't know if sometimes moms get hobbies. Sometimes they get a little too into those hobbies. This one's pretty bad example of that. I don't like moms using any sort of internet stuff. They need to cut that out. Just stop it. You're too old. You can't have adult kids doing that shit. Just get off the fucking internet.
Yeah, I think, you know, if your child is old enough to know what OnlyFans is, or to know people doing it, they're, you know, that's not, you know. Oh. Everything was a mistake. Everything's bad. The world is a terrible place.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk about French toast. This is
all right.
This is a comment that was left on a recipe for French toast over on foodnetwork.com. Well, I'm sure this recipe would have been fantastic, but I think some people are overinflating their reviews. It was edible, sure, but I wouldn't want to waste my time making it again. I had no brioche or other bread, so I substituted tortillas, which did not soak up the egg mixture. As I am vegan, I couldn't use the eggs they recommended, but the aquafaba from a can of garbanzo beans usually works just fine. Not here. It was so soggy and tasted like canned beans. It's always worked in the past before. They were not quite as sweetly spiced as I hoped, but I think that was a bit of my own fault. I accidentally added a shake or two of cumin before realizing it wasn't the nutmeg. Oops. Overall, great recipe, but it just wasn't as good as I expected.
What?
To 2 stars.
Overall, great. This has been one of my long-standing beefs with the internet. People who make a recipe but clearly changed it fucking everything rate the recipe.
Nowhere close to
it's not even the same genre of anything.
You just made wet bean tortillas. Like, that's not even a food. That's not even comparable to anything. You just made something inedible, and you're like, damn, this recipe sucks.
Yeah, you just made, you have beans, you have cumin, you have tortillas. You just made a burrito. You didn't make French toast at all. You just fucked up. And somehow it's still overall great. And then also 2 stars. So I don't know what the hell's going on here.
That's great. God, using the just make something else. Make something. You could make some nice freaking tacos there with the garbanzo beans and everything, but nope. Gonna go for the French toast.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't trusted many online recipes in some time in general, but I just can't imagine looking at something like that, changing it completely, and then being like, "Well, I guess I gotta rate it." It's like going somewhere, the place is closed, so you go somewhere else and you rate the original spot. It's like that's not how this works.
That's a fun concept. I like that.
Yeah, 2 stars. They weren't open, so I went next door to this really shitty joint. I forget what it was called, but man, this place sucks. It's a fun idea, a fun thing to do. Hey, let's troll some people online by doing that. Wouldn't that be funny?
Then we'll freaking call them and leave a freaking prank voicemail on their phone.
Jerky Boys, folks, remember that? Does anyone possibly remember that?
We've mentioned it, and I'm sure.
Have we mentioned the Jerky Boys?
Oh yeah, Jesus, we have. Christ.
I still remember the tape. My brother had the tape.
You just kicked my dog.
The tape he got from someone at his school. Just a copy of a copy of a copy. And boy, did it blow my fucking mind.
What are those guys up to? They're still probably around.
They're probably, aren't they from like Philly or something like that?
Oh, so they're dead is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Queens, New York.
Okay, same. Look, that's the same fucking thing. When I think of someone from Philly or Queens, it's the exact same guy. I'm sure there's no difference. Hey, I found this, this last post here. I found this on a Reddit in a thread titled, "Gamers, post your embarrassing gaming stories." Which, as you can imagine, is a gold mine for content.
Sure.
One guy said, "I had to stop playing the game Alien Isolation because I accidentally saw porn of the alien, and every time it jump scared me, I got hard." And another guy said, "One of the things that we like to say on the show, you really didn't have to share this story." To which the OP said, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." Proverbs 28:13.
Okay, so a couple. Whenever somebody says that they accidentally saw porn, you know that's sure. A bold-faced lie right there.
Yeah.
Also, of all the things to be like, a xenomorph from the Alien franchise has got to be personally low on the list for me. I know it's a does have some sexual nature to it just in the design, but not something I'm going out of my way to jack off to. So
yeah, let me see if I can find some good stuff here. Some good xenomorph. Yeah, here's one. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Terrific. And then the Zoom chat. There we go. Now, this is a website, rule34.xxx.
I like that not only is the stripper a xenomorph, but with big tits, but that the clientele of the strip club are also xenomorphs with huge tits, and there's one that's eating apparently sushi in the back. I mean, it's the details that really
You know, one of the xenomorphs has tits so big they're like resting on the stage.
And the craziest, the thing about this is, like, this was done in like Microsoft Paint, but it's not incompetent work. That's the thing that really.
It's pretty good, actually.
Cool.
I would tap that, says an anonymous user. Yep. Yeah, there's some weird stuff on this page, as you can imagine. Oh, are these, let me ask you something. These look like, are these the guys, from the Prometheus movie, but, lady versions of those guys?
Lady? Yeah.
These are huge, they look, cocked, big titted.
They look versions. Like the engineers, yeah.
Engineers, yeah. Uncut, by the way.
If uncut, huge tits.
Three I'd let them fuck me, says
I
Lemmy.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, boy, Lemmy. Wow, this is a hell of a website, folks.
Here's some of, you can just... Some of the freaking on the sidebar, the categories, bald, big ass, big balls, big breasts, big penis, nipples, uncircumcised, uncut. What's the highest? We got what appears to be 1 million posts under big breasts.
Good. Yeah, that sounds right. Huge cock, we have 200,000. Yeah. Huge. Here's okay. I'm just going to send this one here real quick. Then we'll leave after this, but I need you to describe what you're looking at here from this this picture here. I think it's pretty good.
That's folks, what I'm looking at is a photo of Marge Simpson with, oh, I'm going to say G or F cup breasts, sucking her own penis, sitting straight up, sucking her penis. We're talking a 3 foot long schlong, and she's busting in her own mouth. No comments on that one, though. Interesting. I know.
Well, what more could be added to than just aside from just, hey, good job. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for your service for drawing.
Boy, this is incredible. I just don't know what gives someone the urge to make this sort of thing. You, generally for free, it seems.
Oh, 100% for free.
Like, I'm sure there's ways to profit out this, but I think these guys are doing it just for the hell of it.
Yeah, you know, they just like the record. Hey, just as long as somebody cares. Right? So, great. Gonna be thinking about that for a while, and not for good reasons. So,
stomach bulge. Okay, that's a fun inflation. Hyper balls. I don't know what that category is, but there's 57,000 pictures of it. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. Take care of some business. Have a great day. We love you.
Bye.